Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about lacking training motivation. Now, the reason we're talking about this, guys, is because let's call a spade. It's a real thing. You know, as much as, yes, high-level athletes, we want to believe that we're going to wake up every single day and we're just going to be pumped and motivated and excited to train every single day, there are going to be days where you're going to wake up and you're not going to be feeling it. There are going to be days where you wake up, you don't feel good. There are going to be days where you wake up and you're not motivated to get going. You're not excited about training. It's going to happen. This doesn't mean you're soft. This doesn't mean you're a pussy. This doesn't mean you're not a good athlete. This doesn't mean you're not a hard worker. This just means you're a human being. Now, the reason that we're getting into this is because where I see a lot of athletes go wrong is they feel that lack of motivation, or they feel that, you know, kind of down or off day, and they either A, beat themselves up about it. You know, they start thinking like, oh, you know, if I'm not motivated to train, then like, you know, they start feeling bad about themselves because they have a day that they don't feel motivated. And or they continue to push through and they continue to try to just shove that feeling down and be like, no, come on, I'm fucking badass. I can get through this. I'm still motivated even when they don't feel it. Or and then basically what starts to happen is the quality of training goes down. But they as the quality of training goes down, then you continue to train harder to try to make up for the lack of quality of training. But then as you continue to train harder, your body continues to get more beat up. As the body continues to get more beat up, you continue to lower the quality of the training. As you continue lower the quality of the training, and so on and so on and so on, you get yourself into this vicious cycle. Now, instead of doing all that, I want to come at it from a different way. Number one, if you have a day that you are feeling lack of motivation, let yourself feel lack of motivation. That doesn't mean things that have to get done doesn't get done or don't get done. That just means you don't feel it today. That's fine. But now it's about number one, figuring out why you don't feel motivated to train. And then number two, getting yourself back on track to be able to get the quality of your training back. So number one, why do you not feel motivated to train on any specific day? Where I find a lot of this stems from is a couple of different places. Number one is either A, lack of confidence in yourself. And again, when I say this, guys, I'm not trying to call anybody out. You know, this might not be you. But what I see in a lot of athletes is they talk about these big goals and these big dreams. I'm going to be a world champion. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. But then behind closed doors, they don't really believe it. And if you don't really believe that you're going to achieve the things that you say you're going to achieve or you say are super important to you to achieve, then why are you working so hard at them? Right? So we're going to have those days where we doubt ourselves because we don't truly believe in the things we say we want to achieve. And so that's number one. So number one, if you're feeling a lack of motivation, I want you to ask yourself, and don't just talk yourself up and try to fake it. I want you to ask yourself, what is my number one goal in my sport? Am I trying to be a world champion? Am I trying to just make it to a certain organization? Am I trying to, you know, just have a little bit of a career so that I can come into the coaching world down the road? What is my number one goal? Number two, I want you to ask yourself, do I actually believe that I am going to achieve that goal? Do I actually believe that I'm going to achieve that goal? Because plain and simple, a lot of people don't. A lot of people that I speak to every day will tell me, I want to be a UFC world champion. And then I ask them why, and they're like, oh, it'd be cool. And then we talk about like their training schedule and things like that. And they're like, well, you know, like it's tough to get to the gym right now. So like, you know, I'm going to get back to it though. And I'm like, cool. Immediately, you're like, hey, this thing, I want it more than anything in the world, but I can't really prioritize it right now. Guys, that's just not how that works. Like, if you want to be a UFC world champion, you need to be prioritizing the training that is going to move you towards becoming a UFC world champion. Plain and simple. So if you're not doing that, then that tells me you don't truly believe that you're going to accomplish that goal. Right? So the lack of self-belief is usually number one. And guys, if you're feeling that lack of self-belief, also understand that's normal too. You know, I'm not sitting here saying you don't believe in yourself and that means that you can never achieve it and that means you can't start believing in yourself. You just need to work on that. You need to actually take time every day to work on seeing yourself as that UFC world champion or as that national champion, Olympic champion, whatever that high level goal is that you have. You need to spend time every day working on seeing yourself as that person, as that guy or that girl, right? And now, another place that I see often lack of motivation stem from is a lack of a vision. Because a lot of people, they train really hard, they work really hard, but they have no idea what it's actually working towards. And this goes a little bit with the self-belief too, but they have no idea what they're actually working towards. You know, one of the most common responses I get when I ask an athlete about their goals is, I want to take it as far as I can. And when you say that, that's great, but you got to understand that doesn't mean anything. I want to take it as far as I can. Well, if you work harder, you'll take it further. If you do more, you'll take it further. If you hire a strength and conditioning coach, you'll improve your gas tank, you'll improve your strength, your power, your longevity in the sport. That's going to help you get further. But if you're not willing to do that, you're not going to get as far. Right? So how far is as far as I can? Because literally anyone, well, that's weird. I'm seeing balloons pop up on the Instagram feed. Because literally anyone can achieve whatever it is they set their mind to. Like if you want to be a world champion, if you want to, you know, rise through the ranks in a sport, whatever it might be, you can achieve it because other people have achieved it and they're not special. They're not different than you. So as far as you can take it isn't a real confident goal. So when I have athletes tell me I want to take it as far as I can, the first thing I try to get them to do is define what that means. You know, because if you're coming into a sport, like if you're coming into MMA as an example, and you're like, you know what? I just want to have one pro fight so that I can say I was a pro fighter. Cool. That's a good goal. That's fine. You don't have to want to be a world champion. But if you're coming in and you're like, world champion or bust, it's like, awesome. That's a great goal. But now you've got to understand, why do you want that? Because that is a very, very, very exclusive club, right? So you're going to have to put in a ton of work, a ton of sacrifice, a ton of investment. And it's still not going to be certain. You can do everything right and still not become a world champion. So knowing that, what is going to keep you motivated on the days where you feel like things aren't going your way? What is going to keep you excited to pop out of bed early in the morning for that training session, to be going to bed late at night, sore and ready to wake up the next day and do it all again? It's not going to be a 12-pound gold belt. So what is that 12-pound gold belt going to bring to your life that is going to keep you motivated towards working for that goal? You get what I'm saying? Because if you just want a UFC championship, cool. But then when that gets super hard, are you going to still want it as badly? Are you still going to be willing to do as much just to achieve that? Or is there something that that belt is going to bring into your life, something that that legacy, that professional career, whatever else it is going to bring into your life that's going to enrich your life further, right? Because let's say athlete A is training to be a professional athlete. Like, great. But let's say athlete B is training to be a professional athlete so that they can build a platform for themselves, so that they can open a gym, so that they can train underprivileged kids in their city because they grew up underprivileged and they knew what a tough spot that was in and they didn't have good resources to get themselves out of it. Who do you think's more motivated to be a professional athlete? Athlete A, who says, I just want to be a professional athlete, or athlete B, who literally has their life plan laid out that's based around becoming a professional athlete and the things that they're going to be able to do with that platform. Probably athlete B, right? So if you're feeling a lack of motivation, number two is it's likely a lack of vision. It's likely a lack of actually understanding what it is you're working for, or having a very surface level understanding of what you're working for, right? I want a UFC belt versus I want the platform that comes with having a UFC belt, which is going to allow me to open up gyms around the country to help underprivileged kids and allow me to give X amount of money to charity every year because I have that much more money in the bank, which is going to allow me to retire my wife so that she doesn't have to work and we can, you know, go on great vacations together as a family, whatever that goal is. You get what I'm saying? It's about so much more than just the actual goal, but it's about what that goal actually brings into your life and creating the vision as a whole. Now let's move on. When it comes to feeling a lack of motivation when you're training, number one, we talked about the lack of self-belief. So not actually believing that you're capable of achieving the goals that you've set out for yourself. Number two, we talked about lack of vision. And then those are going to be, honestly, two of the really key ones, two of the really big things that you need to think about. Because if you have a true vision for your life and you have ultimate self-belief that you are going to achieve that goal that you've set out to achieve, there's going to be very little that's going to get in your way. So guys, my challenge for you coming out of this podcast is to start thinking about, number one, behind closed doors, when I'm not talking to other people, do I truly believe that I have what it takes to achieve the goals that I say are important to me in my career, right? If you say, I want to be a UFC triple champion, are you doing the work today that is pushing you towards achieving that goal of UFC triple champion? And number two, my challenge for you is to ask why. Whatever that goal is, whether that's championship in a local promotion, whether that's have one or two pro fights, whether that's win, like be the best, the greatest of all time to have ever put on a pair of gloves, whatever it is. My challenge for you next is to ask why. Why do I want that? Because it's cool to say the words. Like when I was younger, I wanted to coach professional athletes. That's what I wanted more than anything in the world. I was very, very young when I shifted from I want to be a professional athlete to I want to be a strength and conditioning coach for professional athletes. And the reason was because I loved the weight room. Like when I was a kid, the weight room did a lot of good for me. So I loved being in that environment. Number two, I loved sports. I loved watching hockey as a kid. I could tell you all the different goalies in the NHL, all of their stats, all of the pads that they wore, like everything. Obsessed. And then as I grew, that obsession and that love and that passion shifted around a little bit. Like I'm not doing exactly what I thought I was going to do when I was 12, but I'm in the same ballpark because I had the passion and I had the vision. I knew I wanted to be in the weight room. I knew I wanted to be working with athletes. Now, in the beginning, they were just cool words to say. You know, I want to train professional athletes for a living. Sounds cool. But as I grew, as I developed into the career, as I continued to do this more, what I realized is I want to train elite athletes for a living because, number one, I was always competitive as a kid. And bless my parents' heart, but they were very much of the play sports to have fun and like, which is great. Like if that's you, that's you. But over time, I started realizing that that didn't resonate with me. I didn't want to just be on the lowest level team and score goals. I wanted deep down to push myself to the higher level team and see if I could make it. I had that competitive drive, but I never really understood it as a kid. So when I was in my 20s, I started realizing, I was like, what I want to be is I want to be that voice. When athletes are coming up, when they're starting out and they have, you know, people kind of naysaying on them, they have people telling them, you know, oh, you're not gonna make it, or oh, do something more realistic or whatever else it might be. I wanted to be the voice to say, fuck all that. If you want to be a professional athlete, go all in on being a professional athlete. Because I always had that fire, but I never really understood it or understood how to use it. And I never really went for it. So I want to be that voice because I never had that voice. And because I never had that voice, I didn't pursue those things to the same extent. And again, that's nobody's fault, but that is what motivates me to do what I do and be the way I am on social media, be the way I am with my athletes and everything else. So now that's much deeper because there's an impact that I want to have beyond just saying, hey, look at me, I have a cool job. And then the next part of that is one of the things that motivates me is financial freedom. I had a lot of people telling me as I started in this career, hey, strength coaches don't make money. If you do this, you're going to be poor for your whole life. And I had accepted that. But now I've realized that it's like, as life goes on, I'm not necessarily motivated just by money, but I like having the freedom to be able to do things. Like this year already in 2024, I've traveled more than I did in like the decade of 2010 to 2020. But I've done that because I've put myself in the position to be able to do that. And that's extremely motivating to me. I don't necessarily want a fancy car, but I want the ability to choose whether or not I have a fancy car. And that's extremely motivating to me. I don't want to ever have to say no to something because I can't afford it. I want to be able to make the choice. Do I want to do this or do I not want to do this? And guys, the reason I share that stuff with you is because that is why you'll very rarely see me lacking motivation. Because I know that I have these goals. I know that I want that freedom. I know that I want that impact. I know that I want to become that voice. I have that vision locked in. And because that vision is locked in, I understand the things that I want to accomplish in my life. And because I understand the things that I want to accomplish in my life, every single day when I wake up, I don't want to go out drinking on Friday night. I want to work on Friday night so that I can push myself closer to these goals. I don't want to sleep in on Sunday morning. I want to get up on Sunday morning and work so I can push myself closer to these goals and these visions. So if you're lacking motivation, find the why behind what you do so that you can stay more motivated and in turn, push yourself closer to those goals you say are important to you. So guys, as always, that is it. That is all. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. I appreciate you all so much for taking the time to tune in. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Thursday and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're followed on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day. And I can't wait to see you on the next episode.